And it's Avoiding People
with Dan.
Oh, we did it right this time. And MJ.
Yeah, episode 16. All right.
Wow. The big 1-6. Sweet 16.
Every number, it's the big one.
Well, it's 17 isn't going to be. I'm not going to say it for next week.
All right. And well, that's a little teaser for the next episode. Yeah. We're not going to say the big 1-7.
Oh, shit. You know what I forgot? I didn't check our email.
Oh, God. Well, that's good to know.
Well, you know.
You could have lied and said that you did.
But I didn't. But if someone emailed us, then I would have, and they didn't actually check it. Then
I very much doubt
you know
it.
You know what? Maybe we have a lot of fans out there that we don't know about. Maybe they share it.
8 or 9, for sure.
Among Hungary and Germany.
Germany.
And Japan, I think, was one of the people who, or places. Besides the, you know, Midwest and all U.S.
Yes.
Yeah. I was looking on the internets, and I saw that there was a lady who was trying to get to be the world's fattest woman.
How's she doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
I saw a picture of her. She didn't look nearly as fat. She apparently holds it well. You know,
really?
Like when you see them.
Oh, it's just about the weight specifically, but she doesn't look like massive.
No, she doesn't look like she's got like overly large arms and stuff. You know what I mean?
Does she have a muffin top?
I'm sure she's got more than a muffin top.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably
like a cake filling.
A whole scone.
Yeah, probably, more than likely. But she was saying that. She really wants this to happen, and basically what she does, she has a $815 a week grocery bill.
Whoa.
A week grocery bill.
What kind of stuff does she eat?
Junk food.
Oh,
she just eats junk food.
Little Debbie's.
And she makes her money by people watching her, guys paying to watch her eat food.
Like beating off.
Yeah.
Gross.
Who would, I just don't get
fatty fetishes.
Yeah, I mean, I understand with the blacks, they love that.
I don't really get. Oh, no, they don't. They like curves, and it's just
they like them big.
Yeah, I know, but it's,
and the bigger the better.
Yeah, but there still has to be a shape to them. You know, they don't like
there's
a
shape.
They don't
it's
like
just
like
continually
a parachute
changing.
Tent, you know, every step
always moving.
Every step they take, it's like
yeah. That's when they beat off. Actually,
this morning at. At work, we always talk about the crappiest stuff because it's 5 a.m. and we're all just like loopy.
Mm-hmm.
And
loopy.
Yeah, yeah. Right. We're all just loopy. That's what it is. And my coworkers, one of them, two of them are Filipino. One's a Mexican dude, and then it's me, this white guy. And the Filipino girl was
a girl.
Yeah,
she's she good looking.
She's my boss. No, she's my boss, and she's engaged. She's not bad looking. But, you know, the point is, it's not the point. The point is that she, this morning, was asking, who do you think is the most made fun of race? Like, the racial jokes, like the standard, the one,
I'd say
the
ones Jews.
That you hear the most of. Really?
Well, yeah.
I definitely said blacks, hands down.
No.
I hear way more black jokes than I do Jew jokes.
Because you don't hang around with that many people who hate Jews, all right?
I guess
my family cannot stand the Jews, and all they do is make it fun. No, I think that the blacks, they're overly. First of all, the blacks then make fun of white people and Mexican people and all the Asian people. You know what I mean? But everyone makes fun of the Jews. Even the Jews make fun of the Jews. That's another thing to consider.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Black people rarely make fun of themselves, unless it's like, you know, about to get. I don't ever think that they actually
unless there's
make fun
one
of
that's like really dark, like people make fun of like Wesley Snipes,
like Seal,
or something like that. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
Wesley
like,
Snipes,
when they're
right.
really dark, like
right.
invisible. At
who
nighttime.
Was actually back in the United States because
Wesley
he was
Snipes?
Well, he was avoiding taxes. He became part of that like cult or whatever that doesn't believe that it's legal to pay taxes or whatever. So he was evading taxes, and now he's back in the United States making that movie.
Well, he's already made it. I'm sure.
Oh, he's
it's
made
coming
it.
Out. Yeah,
it's already out.
So, wait, now that he was back in the States, did he have to pay those
taxes? I think you have to. You're forced to. If you want to get back in the United States,
well, he probably just took it out of whatever check he got for making that movie.
I think so.
And he's just like, well, whatever, I'll suck it up. Yeah, suck it up, dude.
Suck it
up. The other thing that we were talking about today was, for some reason, the same Filipino girl asked, again, just keep in mind, it's like five.
Well, what did everyone settle on?
Oh, well, I said blacks.
Because there's no black people.
And both Filipinos said Filipino, and the Mexican guy said Mexicans.
See? This is the thing. I can be the objective viewer, and I'm pretty sure it's the Jews. Black people make fun of Jewish people. Mexican people. Well, you
know. Do black people really make fun of Jewish people?
I think so.
I've never heard a Jewish joke by a black dude.
How many black?
That's a negative.
Dr. Lou says no too. So oh, Dr. Lou's back in town. I think you're wrong. I think black. Lou, what do you think? Do you think what race?
Blacks.
Really?
Blacks, right?
Black people don't make fun of black people though.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they do.
They do. They don't make fun of each other all the time.
Each other, but not the black culture. They don't like make fun of them for like smoking menthols and liking overweight white women.
I guess, but I don't really think that was the question.
Even TV makes fun of black people.
Yeah,
well,
it's true.
Well, that's television. And owned by the Jews.
Maybe they're just getting back.
Right.
I don't really think that was even the question. It wasn't like which. I guess it's like in a way it's like which race as a whole. But I think she was saying which one do you hear more individual jokes
about?
Like,
individual jokes. Digs. I would then say. Black people.
Right? Because right. I guess as like, you know, what culture's ganging up on each other as a group, yeah, maybe the Jews, because I don't think people are like getting together anymore and saying, hey, let's all hate on the blacks and all the goofy things.
Well, I think Mexican people make fun of Jewish people, make fun of black people, white people make fun of black people, and then Jewish people make fun of black people. But maybe it is the blacks.
I think I'm going to go ahead and settle on that.
But and the Filipino thought it was Filipino. I've never heard a person make fun of Filipinos.
Not now, especially with Pacquiao just running.
And Muay Thai just like, you know, going crazy.
Oh, by the way, Pacquiao, man, come on.
What about him?
He could have knocked the guy down.
Oh, did you? He couldn't, or
he couldn't.
Well,
it went to decision.
From what I understand was that my Filipino coworker was telling me all about the fight this morning, and he said that because that whole culture is obsessed with the dude.
Well, they are.
He said that literally, the one guy threw like. Under 300 punches, like he didn't throw any in the fight, and Pacquiao threw like 12 or 1300. Well, like the guy stood there blocking his face almost the entire time, and Pacquiao was just trying to wail on him and find an opening, and he couldn't for like all 12 rounds.
Wait, because Pacquiao is just the fist of fury.
Yeah, he is. I guess the only way to really fight him is to not fight him and just block.
Right, and
the
black
sucks,
guy
because that's
was
not fun
actually,
to watch at all.
No, it's not. It's not fun to watch.
It's just a little quick
dude. Yeah, because there's no knockout.
Yeah, it's just a little quick ass dude wailing on some guy who's trying not to get knocked the fuck out.
But would you have been happy? Like, let's say you paid for it and it's like $20 or whatever, and within the first 20 seconds, he just knocked him out.
That's
you know what I mean?
That's the other
you
thing.
I would say you want like 6 rounds.
Right, but you still want it to be a good fight.
Oh, yeah.
At least,
and you want
that's
it to
true.
End.
At least 3 rounds.
Yeah, and you want it to end in a knockout.
Right.
I mean, the decisions. I mean, unless it's a really good fight. Like, if they're giving back and forth, like Rocky IV or something like that, then it's like,
Rocky IV.
Yeah, we'll give it to the decision.
This. Right.
Right. I'll accept that. Yeah, exactly. But otherwise, it should end in a knockout.
Well, because you feel cheated. You want a real
point.
Fight. And if it goes to the decision,
that's
you think
you
yourself.
That's why you tune in. You tune in for the knockout.
Exactly.
Just like NASCAR.
Yeah.
You tune in for the crash.
Exactly.
I think that white trash people don't tune in for that. They just like seeing the cars go round and round and round.
No, they love the crash.
Yeah, but if you want a crash, just watch rally car racing. You know what I mean?
What the hell is rally car
what the
racing?
All right, here's the problem. All U.S. people know about in terms of car sports is NASCAR and maybe IndyCar racing, but rally racing is like dirt car racing around these long-ass tracks like around the entire country.
Really?
And yeah, it's all...
You're talking about like Gumball 3000?
Yes. I don't know what that is. no.
Mister, I knew it all about
right?
car racing.
Exactly.
I don't know about her, but I've watched these things on like Speed Vision when my dad is like asleep.
Them.
A few times, yeah. And there's just a whole bunch of Europeans laid around like all the turns and stuff.
Why,
and then,
why do you watch it when your dad's asleep?
Because it's already on. And well, I wouldn't watch it if my dad was asleep. He's in the room. The thing about my dad is you have
just
to turn.
Quick beat off while your dad's asleep.
It's behind him. Why would I do that? No. I just go up to search my room. Why would I do that anywhere else? No. What happens with my dad is he falls asleep, and then I have to lower the volume very quietly, change the channel, and then turn it back up. And it's too much of a bother, so I just leave it on Speed Vision, which my dad like
too much
has on his favorites. All the favorites are just Speed Vision, so he can just get to it with a,
that's kinda cool.
just a drop of a hat.
Your dad sounds like a great guy.
He's, yeah. No, he's all right.
He's all right.
I'll allow him as my father.
Okay.
But the thing is, rally car racing is more fun because it's like a lot faster. They're not going around a circle, and they're always going different places, and you possibly are going to hit a pedestrian.
Really?
Yeah, well, they're...
People are crossing the roads and stuff?
No, people are literally standing on the edge of where the cars are turning around.
Do they want to get hit?
No, they don't. They just like all the...
You ever watch, like, those...
The YouTube clips.
...videos,
yeah.
And you always see the people get hit?
That's what they're doing. That's rally car.
God, that sounds insane.
It is insane.
They go over, like, little jumps and stuff?
Definitely.
And
it's crazy.
Okay.
And, like, the ones where they go, like, across, like, the Moby Desert and stuff, it's awesome.
I guess if I was going to watch any sort of race, it would be like that. Definitely not NASCAR. I don't think I've ever watched a NASCAR.
What about
race.
The illegal street races, man? Let's watch those.
Pinks or whatever that thing is?
Play Need for Speed. That's what I'll do instead of that. Make my own illegal street races in my own car.
Gumball 3000, basically cross-country race.
Oh, okay.
All high-end luxury cars.
Oh,
I don't want to see a high-end luxury car, like, you know, be beaten up.
Get totaled.
Yeah.
No, they don't get totaled. They just race on the expressway. It's not like in the desert and stuff.
Are there any of those races like on the Autobahn or anything like that? Because I feel like there would be so many races on the Autobahn.
I just would really love to drive on there. Me too, man. I would love that. Except those stupid speed cameras they have up now.
They don't. Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that really takes me right out of it because I had heard so much about it. My uncle even told me stories about it. There was no speed limits and it's this great, huge, what is it, like an 8-lane highway or something, a 16-lane highway. Sounded great, but
now you gotta go to Nordenberg.
Where's that?
That's a track out in Germany.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty cool.
The Germans love their cars.
It's like a 25 mile track.
That's awesome though.
They love bondage, killing Jews and their cars.
And kraut.
And sometimes you like to mix them all together like, into a strange
and sprinkle kraut on top.
Yeah, of course.
And maybe while watching David Hasselhoff sing a song.
Do they love David Hasselhoff? They do love David Hasselhoff.
Like the biggest celebrity in Germany.
He's a god out there, man.
He is a god.
He's a hairy chested guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think that's what makes him a god.
Right. No. I'll get to my point in a second, all right?
I'm not following.
Just bear with me, okay?
Okay.
So he's a hairy chested guy, right?
Right.
But you watch, I haven't even fully watched, like, but shows like Jersey Shore and stuff, the guys are clean.
Yeah, they shave.
Off.
They shave their chest.
They're completely clean.
The Guidos shave their chest.
Right, of course.
The new age, new haircut douchebag.
And you watch
shave
porn.
Their chest.
Besides Ron Jeremy, everyone else is
right.
just clean as
Shaven,
well.
Yeah.
Right. What's
kind
happened?
Of.
Well, that's because all male porn stars are gay.
Yeah.
Except Ron Jeremy.
Except Ron Jeremy, and there's...
And he's a Jew.
And he's fat.
It all comes full circle.
He's called the Hedgehog, by the way.
Oh, what a sweet nickname.
Yeah.
Especially for a porn star.
I think it's because his back is just so hairy as well. It's just...
that's the thing. It's like, I don't understand. Who in their right mind was like, you know what, Ron Jeremy? You're going to be the next big thing of porn. You know, the thing is,
in his first films, he wasn't fat or anything.
Really?
Yeah.
He just got that way?
Because of his name.
I'm sure after a while he did get big enough.
When all you're doing is just laying down and girls are just banging you instead of you banging them.
It's true.
You're not going to work off the weight.
I suppose, yeah. But you do see sometimes the occasional porn where it'll just be like, you know, two chicks. And then like you see just like a little bit of the guy and he's got like a keg, like a gut. And the girls are in great shape. And the dude, but you never see the dude. You just see this little guy.
It's more realistic, man.
It is more realistic, but I'm not going to bang these chicks. And if I wanted realism, I would have just, you know, ordered an 80-year-old-ish hooker and been like, all right, that's good.
That's realism?
For me.
That's the saddest little thing.
But the thing is, you shouldn't be looking at the guy anyway.
No, but you can't
I'm not saying, exactly. I'm not saying that you're studying it, but you know what I'm talking about. Like sometimes an angle will come up.
Yeah, but I feel like it's realism.
Oh, yeah.
Not there.
Right.
The guy
is
going to turn you on.
Yeah.
The girl's the one.
Well, if you want realism as well, you watch only like point of view videos as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because those are great.
Point of view is great.
Point of view is good. And then it's like, but then you're like, is that my non-gutless abs that I'm watching at that are like two shades off from my own pale body?
Yeah.
I don't think I like point of view.
No.
Well, then that's the whole realism thing.
There's too much penis in point of view.
What do you mean?
Well, it is. I mean, the camera is essentially focusing on the dick and the girl handling it, so.
Well, maybe you can like shift it just a little bit upwards so you're looking at her face instead if I was making a point of view video.
If you would make, well, then maybe you should do that.
Maybe we
better.
Should.
You guys want to watch my point of view videos?
No, I mean, maybe
that's
we should
point.
Start a
if you,
porn.
Yeah, if you fix that.
Company.
Yeah.
I would do that for sure.
Yeah, you think everyone thinks like, oh,
I've been trying to think of a name of one. I've actually been trying to start one up. I thought about it.
Are you looking up
right
now?
Are you seriously?
Pornocopia?
Yeah, I'm definitely serious.
No, you're not.
I'm not even kidding.
Lou?
Like, honestly.
Lou, I've always thought about doing porn.
Like,
I'm not even
kidding.
But
here's the thing.
I have the financial backing and everything.
Everyone thinks.
I need a name.
Hey, Oh, well, listen, buddy. We'll come up with a name.
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely come up with a name.
I can think of a name for stuff like that.
Well, what is it? What is it? Well, give us the, what's your niche community?
We have no idea.
Okay.
It's got to start with just straight up porn,
I forgot.
Suppose.
I had a business plan and everything.
You should
then,
buy sex.com.
Like
it's on the market
ago.
Now.
You got to be careful, though, because there's a huge porn giant, Brazzers or whatever.
Yeah,
and
Brazzers.
They just own everything.
Yeah.
They have literally hundreds of sites, hundreds of names, hundreds of domains.
Are they the
Exactly.
Are they Reality Kings? Because
yes.
Okay, because I've seen like late night, they have now a channel on like DirecTV or whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
See, they got huge.
Yeah,
they got absolutely huge. Yeah. They are like this colossal thing of the porn industry, and so like I don't know where it started, but they came up with all these great little like not niches, but definitely like little themes of their websites.
Right, like
you know,
Bang
like,
Bus.
Exactly. My sister's hot friend. You know,
and they, and the,
and stuff
the
like
funny
that.
Thing is, they just reuse the models for each one.
Of course,
you know what I mean?
Of course they do. But you know, that's not the point of it because the models are hot. You don't want to fuck around with it. But point is that it would be tough, but.
You gotta find a niche that hasn't been tapped.
Yeah.
Well,
unfortunately, those
would
be
weird
to do. Like,
overweight women.
No, not,
eating.
Never. Never.
Over. Well, now here's the twist.
Because I also gotta enjoy it.
Exactly.
Well, now here's the thing. Overweight women eating while being banged by Donald. Right over here.
That's not a niche that
nope,
I was
excited
about.
Nope, that's the niche. Sorry,
either.
That's the niche that we're going with now, Don. Sorry. We've decided.
You know what I don't think has ever been done? Interracial.
Yeah, we should really get in there. You know, I think a lot of people would like to see
lot
black
of Indian
guys.
Girls.
Yeah,
there's not a lot. Priya Rai is the biggest.
And she's got fake tits, and she's just a squealer.
Well,
And just like, what?
The psycho theme.
It's really quite aggravating to listen to her get banged.
Yeah,
and I'm
I
like,
don't
where
usually turn up
are
the
good? Actually, there is one good. Oh no, I got it. It's Leia J, and she's actually a British Indian chick.
Oh,
she's good looking.
That is one porn star that I don't know.
Well,
and let me tell you, let me tell you, I'm floored because I know almost every porn star.
She's good looking. She's British and she's Indian.
Jeez.
Yeah,
good
I know.
Looking British and Indian. What's her name?
Leia J.
Leia J.
L E A H space. J A Y E.
There you go. And
get
a
on that
free
computer.
Little bit of publicity
get
for Leah J.
I'm sure. Right.
What I was going to bring up before though, before we got off on another porn tangent, was
actually about that. Before you get on to that tangent,
yeah, go ahead.
Last week there was no porn talk.
Really?
Boom. Yeah, I didn't even realize it either.
Well,
but,
that's something.
Our board op Pat Ritchie was like, "Hey, you guys didn't even talk about porn." I was like. We didn't talk about porn. I mean,
well,
granted, I think
up.
We were rushed, and I think that
we
I think
didn't
that was
have
the main
time
problem.
To get
we didn't
into
have
it.
Enough time to get into the porn.
It's kind of our
but
go-to
we had to
topic.
Cut it off.
It's kind of our go-to topic.
It is.
You know what
it's
I mean?
Good.
The other thing I was going to say was that I don't even want to talk about it, but I just want to bring it up because I want to get your guys' opinions on it. Did you find her, Lou?
You said Leia Jade, right?
Leia J. J-A-Y-E. No Jade.
Oh,
just J-A-Y-E.
While he's finding
I'll look that up.
Please do.
Do you think, and this was kind of weird, she asked me because I was the only white guy there, probably one of the only white guys she talks to.
The Filipino chick?
Yeah.
Okay.
She goes, do you think, she didn't use these words either, but essentially her question was, do you think the invisible privilege is still out there for white people? Do you think white people still enjoy,
I think here's the thing.
Are they still on top?
Maybe, but there's made too much of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, racism exists, but, you know, it's not that much anymore. And for...
I don't know, man.
And
I mean, like, it's not as much as normal, but I mean, like, guys like the KKK and shit are still out there. Whoa.
Good-looking girl, huh?
Leia J. I just saw a picture of her. Another hot chick that I saw a picture of today I didn't even know existed was Dani Minogue.
Dani Minogue.
Kylie Minogue's little sister.
I told you about
her.
Yeah,
I know. And Tony looked up pictures of her, and man, is she a fox.
Better than Kylie Minogue.
Way better. She's like thicker. She's got a great body. She looks like her, but with dark hair. It's fantastic.
It's
great. It's like everything you'd want. It's like Kylie gone right.
It's like Ashley Simpson's sister.
Jessica?
No. Jessica Simpson's sister, Ashley. I thought she was much hotter.
I didn't think so.
Really?
Mainly because I saw her do that stupid fucking dance on Saturday Night Live. Remember when her tape started skipping?
Nope, didn't
see
it.
Well, when you watch that, your boner goes right out the window.
Well,
because let me tell you, she just does this stupid little... like hillbilly dance on
SNL stage.
Oh, wow,
Dani Minogue.
They see, right? How about that? How about that?
Yeah.
Look, dude, you see, there was one of her like in a red dress or something. Tony showed me one where she was like all wet and like topless. It was fantastic. Freaking unreal.
Wow.
Instead of beating off you. Anyways.
Mutual masturbation.
About the invisible privilege. I think that again, I forget where I've heard this, but it's made, there's for every white guy that hates blacks and hates Mexicans and all that kind of stuff, there's three or four white guys that feel bad about the and are trying
to make
up
for
it.
How about we make racist porn?
Racist there is, porn.
What do you mean racist porn?
Like demeaning to the races? Like some white guy just like enslaving some black chick and just being like, you're black. You're, well, you know, that's not a bad idea.
A niche that hasn't been tapped.
It's a niche that hasn't been tapped.
Well, I think mainly because it's racist.
But you know what? We'll sell in the South a lot.
There you go. Oh, and a lot of it.
Because you know these guys that are like, oh, I hate the black race.
Right,
but not really, the women.
Yeah, exactly. Right. It's like, remember, it's just like back in the day when the white, you know, like slave owners owned their, you know, slaves.
Thomas Jefferson.
Be like a hot, yeah, exactly. There'd be a hot black chick and you'd just be like, you know what? You're my slave. We're banging and I don't care what.
Right.
We can't tell my friends about it, but...
And maybe you're going to have an illegitimate child for me.
Maybe you're going to have a couple of kids, and maybe they'll be mulatto, but you know what?
That's all right.
That's
with
okay
me.
By me because I'm TJ. And
Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah.
Right. I don't think he called himself TJ.
Well, he should have.
I'm sure.
He might have made a lot more friends that way. Not that it mattered. I mean, he's pretty famous as is, but.
I think it was Ben Franklin, actually.
No, Thomas Jefferson's right.
Maybe they all did.
They all had a bunch of slaves.
They probably banged around one or two of them.
Not. Andrew Jackson, though, I don't think.
No. Well,
I think he was a very bitter
although,
old man who didn't want anything
then
to do
how did
with
the Jackson
races.
5 start?
A good question.
Thank you.
And how did all those Jacksons in the football or NFL and NBA get started? That's what I wonder without Andrew Jackson.
I think it was Andrew Jackson.
I agree.
Now that I think about it.
So we've decided that now.
Right.
And,
so the invisible, I think that for every one white guy in the South that hates black people and does something about it.
So you don't think it exists anymore?
No, not really.
Not on a real scale?
No. Who the manager for your company? White guy or black guy? Or I mean, what race is he?
The general manager of my store specifically is a chick, and it's a white girl.
So it's a chick.
Yeah.
All right. So there you go. One, it's a chick. All right, granted, it's a white chick, but whatever. The general manager for my store, black guy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And the higher ups, and duty free. I have a Hispanic manager. I have an Indian manager guy. And I know you're thinking.
But this is the North.
What?
This is the North.
This is the
North. Oh, yeah, I know. Well, that's the point, is that for every one person in the South, there's three people in the North that are trying to make up for it and feeling bad about it.
I mean, I don't have any specific, good sources, but I do hear a lot of, rumors and undertone of KKK still being around. And
actually, there's a new
powerful
HBO show called, I think, Brooklyn or Empire Boulevard or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be good. There's KKK in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it a reality type of show?
No.
Is it written? It's fiction.
It's written fiction and stuff, okay. But I think it's like Deadwood, but a little more, but like 1920s-ish.
I never watched Deadwood. Was that a good
so
show?
Good. So anything HBO touches is great.
I know. I
Rome was good, but no one watched it.
Was Rome good?
Oh.
You know what sucks is Spartacus, that show that Starz started doing.
What channel is that on?
Starz.
That's why.
It's stuck. Or it's either Starz
Showtime,
or Encore. I think it's
one of the two or three.
Hey, Dexter's on Showtime, and so was Weeds.
Yeah, well,
and
those
so was
Californication.
No, that was HBO, I think.
No, that was Showtime.
Was it Showtime?
Yeah, it was.
Well, there you go. California,
but I think Showtime is now going good. And once they had Weeds, they found their market or whatever.
Yeah,
and then they got Dexter, and then they got all the other ones.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I think I. Never mind. We already brought this up. It was about Michael C. Hall possibly being the Riddler, but there's really no backing or founding to it yet.
I think it was Michael C.
Hall.
Now, who was the one I said?
I don't know. You fucked up his
Michael
name.
Clark.
Who's Michael C. Hall?
Who was the guy who
played the butler?
On the Showtime show, Dexter.
Yes.
The butler?
Yeah, Alfred. Michael C.
Michael Caine.
Michael C. Caine. That was the guy.
Maybe
Michael Caine's
man.
Middle name is C.
And it doesn't matter. He's already Alfred, so I'm telling you right now he's not going to be the Riddler.
It's going to be the twist.
Shyamalan is not directing the Batman movie. Okay?
He will.
There will be no crazy-ass twist at the end.
There's going to be. I can guarantee it. So you said God of War 3 is coming out.
Yeah, tonight at midnight. And like I said, I will probably...
I haven't passed one yet, man.
What?
Yeah.
Have you played it, though? Have you played one?
I'm PS3, yeah.
Okay, and do you enjoy it?
I dig it.
Let me tell you, dude, God of War 2 just leaves you on this crazy cliffhanger. I mean, I don't want to give away the story to you, especially if you're playing it.
Well, right now I'm still on that big dude's back and stuff when you're trying to get there.
Oh, fuck it. Who cares?
Okay. Okay. Well, the point is that the story leads you in one. You go through the entire game, and you are fighting essentially to get to avenge your family, and because Ares turned on you, right? And you know he gave you these powers and stuff, and then he just turns on you. So you, as Kratos, get extremely pissed off, and so you decide to just get as far as you can, and you know. Piss off the
you
gods and take down Ares. So at the end of the game, it's a big fight with Ares, and in defeating Ares and killing him, you become the god of war. So the second game picks up right there. You've been the god of war for like a couple of years now,
yeah.
And
you're just bored.
Kratos is just bored. He's laying waste to all these cities like Athens. So Athena's pissed. Like the only one he just takes Sparta's army and he just like lays waste to the world. So everybody's getting really pissed off at him, but he's like, I don't give a fuck. He's like, I'm the god of war.
That's what
I
was supposed to do.
He's like, I was a human, okay, and now I'm a god. He's like, I don't know you guys. Shit, he's like, just get away from me. And then so Zeus and they all trick him and they sap him of his powers and they kill him. As he's dead, he's saved by the Titans, specifically Gaia, the Mother Earth. She saves him because Titans and the gods had a war, you know, way back in the day, and Titans were really powerful.
Hold on, put just pause right now. Lou, how much do you know of the Greek mythology?
Zilch.
Oh, okay. Zilch? Surprising. Hispanic person not knowing much about Greek mythology.
Well, I was into it even before shocking. I started playing the games.
You are white?
You tell me.
Shocking.
I'm clear.
Shocking, a white guy.
Okay, well, go on. What was your point? Is that
the Hispanic people don't really care about Greek mythology very much.
I said, well, that is kind of a valid point. I mean, right. I know Greek people who
which
don't
is why
care about Greek mythology.
It
though,
doesn't
so.
Really matter if you ruin it for...
I suppose, Luke, you're just playing it for the gameplay,
you're playing
not
it
really
for
the
gameplay
story,
and how fun it is, right?
Or both.
I think the storyline is
cool. The storyline's cool.
Storyline is cool.
Well, let me...
have you done the sex mini games?
Yeah. With the two...
You don't see anything,
chicks,
though.
Yeah, you do.
Wait, what?
In the... I don't know about the first game. You see just kind of like a video thing, but in the second game,
you see both chicks
with the tits, yeah, and you just get to interact, and it's an actual sex mini game. It's awesome.
Right, it's much better than actual sex. This button mashing is fantastic.
You know they just put those in for all those nerds that never have sex.
Nerd people like Don, apparently.
The thing is that, you know, everybody's always thinking about that in video games. You always see these hot-ass chicks, and you're just like, God, I wish... I mean, it doesn't mean anything, but you're just like, I wish I could control the act of it, you know? It's just kind of...
I'm getting a little weirded out right now.
All right, well, whatever. You guys can...
Yeah, Bayonetta's pretty hot with those...
Bayonetta's a really shitty game, I tell you. But the point... let me just finish this up. So, Kratos, you know, the Titans save Kratos, and they give him some powers and stuff, yeah. And he journeys then, and the end of the... And you find out the story between the Titans and the gods, exactly what happened in the beginning of Zeus, why, you know, all this shit. And what happens is Kratos he gets to the Sisters of Fate. He attacks his way all the way, gets to the Sisters of Fate, is able to control everybody's, you know, like, timeline, their fate line, so he can go back to the moment where Zeus betrayed him and took all his powers, and he goes there, and he just stops him from doing it. You fight Zeus, and then you go back to the Temple of the Fates, and you... Go back in time to when far enough back to when the gods defeated the Titans,
right.
But the Titans were also at their most powerful, and you take them to the future where the gods are weak. And so then the end of the second game is literally Kratos is on Gaia's back, and she is climbing up Mount Olympus, followed by the rest of the Titans, and they're waging war on the gods, and that's where it ends.
He should have gone further back and just defeated the Titans as well and become the ruler of everything.
Maybe. I guess.
That
well,
would
I don't know.
That'd
maybe
be a great twist at the end.
A great twist.
Right. Another twist. Apparently, M. Night Shyamalan directed this game as well for some reason.
He's just got his fingers in every cookie jar.
I don't know why he has so many twists.
They were fun for a little while, but now it's like, dude, I mean, can't you just have a straightforward story?
I think that would
I
be
like
the twist.
Where it's, yes.
You know
that,
what I mean?
Yeah, I guess.
The twist would be there's no twist.
Okay, can we not say twist anymore?
That would be pretty cool.
That'd be quite a twist,
stop it.
Yeah. But yeah, it does look to be amazingly good.
So anyway, that's coming out at midnight tonight, and I'm probably going to sleep as soon as I go home because I'll be up from like 12 to 6 playing it, and then I'll be here in the morning at 8:30
about it.
Class. Yeah, I will be raving
about
it. Well, Friday at midnight, Twilight comes out.
Ooh. Whoa. Yeah. The new one? The Eclipse one?
Is it really?
Well, not the movie, the DVD release.
Oh, okay.
Who cares?
Why would they release a DVD on Friday?
That's why it seems so fast.
Oh yeah, that is
so
kind of weird. That's extremely dumb. Why would anybody do that? It's Tuesdays are the new releases for video games and DVDs and shit.
Yeah, it's very dumb. Well, okay. I think all the depressed girls can't get out by Tuesday. You know what I mean? So they have to
too busy
work
drinking
Edward. That's what they do. Speaking of that though, that weird
Edward
ass scream.
Or
not speaking of any of that. The weird ass scream. I love Scarlett Johansson.
Okay.
She's I think we can all agree she's extremely hot. By the way, yeah. Iron Man 2, her as Black Widow. Let's just not even try and contain our erections for that.
I haven't. Because I've got one right now.
I mean, I'm excited for that. I'm ecstatic. But the reason I bring it up is because I totally forgot about something that my brother reminded me while he was here from Benedictine. And he said there was a movie when she was a lot younger. She was probably like 17 or 18. And it was like a horror movie. And somebody's right. I can't remember what it is. If you guys remember it, let me know. But someone's like carrying her away and running away from like the whatever's chasing them in the scary movie.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden she like, you know, reaches over his shoulder because she sees the monster and she just screams. And it's Scarlett Johansson. You know what she looks like. And she's like 16 years old. She's a frail little girl. Her voice is all high and whatnot. But then she screams at this monster and it literally sounds like, like that.
This wasn't House of Wax.
I don't know. It might. I doubt it. I don't think so because I don't think I saw it. But the reason I bring it up is just because her voice, her scream particularly.
It's just too masculine.
Yeah, it's a very big turnoff. And I was like, you're just not expecting it. And well, so when I saw it, I was like.
Did you watch the clip?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's he reminded me of it because me and him always used to laugh about it. And then I watched the clip again and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, bad times. So, I'm sure Ryan Reynolds has to deal with that every day.
Yeah, but you know. It
poor Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Exactly. Poor him.
Yeah. Right, he gets to play Deadpool and stuff.
And Green Lantern.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not bad at all.
Yeah.
I thought Green Lantern was a black guy.
What's his name?
Seth Rogen is Green Hornet.
Oh,
everybody keeps getting that mixed up. Seth Rogen is Green Hornet. That's
Seth Rogen, is that going to be a comedy then?
No. Green Hornet is kind of a comedy. It's not. He's not the hero. He's a goofball like news reporter, and his sidekick Kato, who was originally played by Bruce Lee, like in the 1950s, right. He does all the heroic stuff. Oh. But he's the sidekick. That's the whole joke of it.
I see.
Green Hornet's not really a hero at all. He sucks. He's more of a comedic guy.
But
so Seth
Rogen
is that.
Lost a shitload of weight. For
he did, but he actually lost a shitload of weight because he did his time in the Israeli Air Force. You know, any Israeli citizen has to spend 2 years in their Air Force.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know that? If you are an Israeli citizen,
no,
if you have citizenship,
yeah, I didn't know that, yeah.
You
that's,
have to spend 2 years.
That's why they have a really good.
I knew
military.
They had
yes,
that.
Every citizen, men, women, everybody. When you, after you turn 18, at some point, if you are a citizen, you got to spend 2 years serving for
we
them on the Air
that.
Force or whatever. I think it's great. And again, they're. And they fight like legit for their homeland. Like if they don't win, that's it for them. So I think like everybody just fights kind of hard. But the point is that was actually what led Seth Rogen to lose all that weight. He went there. Obviously, he had to stop smoking weed. He got into some good shape, and now yeah, he looks like more the part of like a superhero. It seems.
Yeah.
But it turns out it doesn't really.
There's a new movie, Predators, which is based on the Predator movie or whatever. And,
oh.
And granted, the Predators since Predator, the original, has
yeah.
sucked.
Yes,
they've all sucked.
Alien versus Predator and whatnot.
AVP, yeah. All those abortions. Okay. they're apparently going back to their original thing of being a thriller, like being a horror movie, not being an action PG-13
that's good.
Shit fest that it was.
Yeah, because the original Predator, when that comes out, I still watch it. Like
yeah.
just the last like half an hour is great. Like him and Arnold stalking each other. It's fantastic.
It's good, and it's creepy the whole time.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
really creepy, and it's just really I mean, you know, it's 80s, but it's still well done for its time. It's just very suspenseful.
It's got what's his name? Who's the guy? James Brody? Is that his name? Who's the Brody guy who was in the OC? Something Brody. Adam Brody?
Yeah, Adam Brody. That's
okay,
his name.
Well, he's in it. And
well, that doesn't make me excited.
But he's got bulked up like nobody's business, and he looks like a badass now.
Really?
Yeah.
Adam Brody?
Yeah.
I think, was he the dude? If I'm thinking of the guy, he was guest on an episode of Smallville. He was a little
He was a nerdy guy. Yeah, he was
dude.
Nerdy. All right, well, here the thing. Lou, get on the computer and please look this up. Just look up Predators IMDb and look who plays it. Because
okay.
I'm 90% sure
well,
it's Adam Brody.
Well, I'm not surprised, though, but Adam Brody, since you bring up Predators and like a new sort of take on things.
Sexual Predators?
No. I was going to say that. interesting that you jumped there right away. But no, there apparently when they were talking about making a Justice League movie. Adam Brody was one of the front runners
really?
For one of those. I can't remember which
Probably
hero
Green Lantern or something like that.
Right, but
you, I mean, you have to have Batman played by
Christian Bale. Yeah, he wasn't.
MJ,
though.
You're an idiot.
Well, who is it then?
Adrian Brody.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Oh my God,
the same guy.
No, it isn't
it's not
at all.
Same
not
guy.
At
let me see.
A
let me see that picture of Adrian Brody.
Same guy.
I think I know. Oh, wait,
the
Adrian,
pianist. The pianist.
Yeah,
man.
Adrian Brody. Wait, so he's bulked up?
Like a great actor.
Well, yeah, he is a great actor.
Not
he's
even
thinner. Adam Brody.
First of all, he's thinner than Adam Brody.
I
so I don't
not,
know how that happened.
I was not at all excited when you said Adam Brody, but now that you said Adrian Brody,
yeah.
That's he's from Kong, dude. He's from King Kong. He's the pianist. Yeah, exactly, Lou. Good point.
Listen, I don't want to know about his penis.
But you know who else this is going to be on here? The guy from That 70s Show.
Ashton.
Topher Grace.
Oh, well, he was Venom,
yeah.
And he bulked up for that shit.
He will be Edwin, whoever the hell that is.
Well, the point is, the plot of the movie is basically that they have four people. Adrian, right. Brody, maybe Adam
Topher
Brody.
Grace.
Maybe Adam Brody.
Stop bringing up Adam Brody. That guy is going to drop off the face of the earth, hopefully.
Adrian Brody.
If all goes well.
Topher Grace.
Yes.
Adrian Brody. And two other people.
Okay. Lou, who are the other two?
Two other people. The point is that they're like these big game these hunters, basically.
Danny Trejo.
Oh, the
Mexican guy.
Yes,
that's the gangster
Apache, the
in every
machete.
Movie.
That guy, yeah.
And Alice Braga?
Just some chick.
You know who else is in here?
Who?
Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah, there's a badass for you. Yeah. Tell me he's playing the Predator.
Probably. All right, the point is they got four people and the Predators.
Steele is the Predator.
Right.
Brian Steele.
The Predators have captured these four people who are like these big hunters or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And so now they're going to hunt
them.
They're
going to release them, yeah.
Right, exactly.
Premise that they alluded to in Alien vs. Predator, and I thought that was really cool, but they never did anything about it.
Here it comes.
Well, that's cool.
And it's going to be hopefully horrific.
Who's directing?
And scary.
Lou?
Adrian Brody.
Some guy named Nimrod.
Oh, well, I actually don't know that guy.
Adam Brody. His name's like Nimrod. And look at this guy, the guy that's playing Predator. Look at the picture they got.
Let me see. Whoa.
Yeah, it's always some big black guy.
No, it's actually the guy from Resident Evil, Extinction.
Who did he play in that?
Did he play Nemesis?
Yeah,
he played Nemesis.
Okay.
He's a huge guy.
Okay.
Right. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
I think Adam Brody is directing.
No, he's not. It's Nimrod. All right,
listen.
Yeah, stop bringing that up.
I think that's a pseudonym.
Oh, it's Nimrod Antel. I don't know.
What else did he direct?
Yeah, click on his name.
But you know
what? Else
one of the writers is Michael Finch.
Is that relation to Michael
C. Hall? What
else
has Michael Finch done?
You don't know what Michael Finch has done?
No.
And I feel kind of ashamed.
Don't ask that and now tell us who or what he's done.
I'm about to find out. Hold
you
on.
Better. This is great.
I forgot what it was.
Yeah.
What does he do?
I don't know.
There's nothing in here. Don't worry, guys.
Okay, apparently he's done
that. I haven't heard of his
name.
Fantastic.
Good thing you didn't.
Find out.
Nimrod, I don't know what the hell.
All right, we'll click on his name, see if he's done anything else before. But let me, speaking of movies, though, upcoming stuff.
He did Vacancy, Armored, and Control with a K.
Never heard of any of
those. Never seen or heard of any of those.
Yeah, you've heard of Armored, the one about the armored
truck. Oh, that one came out not too long ago. Yeah, with Matt Dillon.
And Vacancy, the one with Owen Wilson's brother.
Oh, yeah. Luke. Yeah, that's right. I remember that. Okay, you're right. I didn't see either of those, though.
Yeah, me either.
Well, I'm excited. Anyway, what I am seriously excited about, though, since we were talking about Greek mythology and all that, Clash of the Fucking Titans.
Yeah, it's gonna be
April
good.
2nd.
Kraken looks insane.
It's just the movie. I mean, the original movie I used to watch all the time. And I mean, this is 80s animation. Like it's horrid. It's horrid when you look back at it. But the story is amazing.
Good.
It's essentially a lot like Kratos. You know, this Perseus. He's a son of Zeus. He just gets really fucking pissed because the gods just. You know, the idea of the Greek gods is that they're powerful, but they're not good at all.
They're kind
of
dicks.
They are dicks. They want to be entertained above all else. Like,
right.
They treat humans like their own personal, like, theater thing.
Well, they are.
So, yeah. And so they just watch them, and when they get bored, they either send a monster or they just, like, fuck with people's lives.
Right, send a Kraken in.
And so Perseus essentially gets pissed off enough where he's like, you know what? I'm going against the gods.
Here we
and then
go.
So that's why, again, like, Zeus and, like, Poseidon and Hades are all like, you know, they start like, okay, well, you can't do this. And even though, you know, Perseus is a son of Zeus, so he's not exactly easy to kill, plus
right.
He gets his hands on, like, Pegasus. And he decapitates Medusa, uses her head as a weapon, and then
just like Kratos does.
It's really, really, it's a sick ass story, and I think it's going to be awesome because Louis Leterrier, he did the Incredible Hulk remake, which now wasn't great, but he has a way of taking effects and making them on such a grand scale that it looks amazing, and that's really what the movie was lacking in the first place.
Like the Kraken.
Yes, exactly. Kraken looks great, but another reason I bring it up is because Gemma Arterin, she was.
It's good looking.
She's a fucking fox, dude. Like, she was. I mean, she's also in the Prince of Persia movie coming out, which I'm not going to see.
Why?
Really?
Why aren't you going to see it?
Really? Why am I not going to see
why,
it?
Why aren't you going to see it?
You're just being an idiot.
Does it have,
no, I'm not
does it have
it.
Adam Brody in it?
It does. It has just a bare half a step up, which is Jake Gyllenhaal. And
playing a Persian
exactly.
First of all, they should have had me playing that Persian person.
Oh, my
let's
God.
Be honest. If you're going to have a white guy go Persian.
Yeah, I mean, in all fairness, Gemma
Arterin
isn't exactly Persian either.
No, she's not.
She was, in fact, like white as hell. Did you see Quantum of Solace, the Bond
yes.
movie? She was Strawberry Fields.
Oh, yeah. She was.
Yeah, well, that's the point true. is that
yeah,
was her.
How about that new Iron Man movie?
Yeah, that was right. Yeah. That as well. That's oh my God.
My
like,
favorite part about the new Iron Man movie is all the different Iron Mans. Like,
it's War Machine.
No, not just that. He has a suitcase Iron Man. where basically he drops it on the ground. This thing opens up with the gloves.
I haven't watched any previews for it,
you
so I don't
you
know.
You are an idiot, sir. You
no,
get home
no,
and
no,
you
no,
watch
listen,
a preview.
Listen. The reason that I haven't is because, now don't get me wrong, I'm totally jacked for it. The reason I haven't is because I feel very strongly about trailers nowadays. They're like 2.5 minute mini movies. They show you so
this
much that I don't really want to see. I want to see it when the day the movie comes out. I want to see the whole
anything,
thing.
And you should just be excited about
okay,
this.
I am, though.
Briefcase
Iron
comes
Man,
down.
Dude, Iron Man is so awesome. You
he
can't
is awesome.
Ruin the whole thing in 2 minutes.
No, you're right, and it's just that I want
plot.
It to be. I just want it to be hitting me the first time.
Mickey
when
Rourke
I'm there.
Is in it too.
Whiplash, yeah. I know, and Sam Rockwell. I really love that guy, but I don't know who he's playing. Justin Hammer, I think his name is, but I don't know if he's just a reporter or what. But
I think he's the remake of that Disney movie Just in Time with the guy who plays Malcolm in the Middle. And
here's a question for you. I was playing Shane in Madden.
Okay.
And there's an end on the Giants. His name's Justin Tuck. Is that a cool name or what?
That's good.
Thank you.
That's
okay,
good.
That's a
right.
good. And I was just having an argument with Shane and his stupid Minnesota friend. By the way, I was womping on him at the time. So, as I'm saying, Justin Tuck would sack him, and I would go, Justin Tuck. You know, like just really ridiculous. And of course, they're looking at me just like I don't see
How
the
did
appeal.
How
did
they find
of
that
it.
Funny?
Yeah, I'm like, you guys don't see the appeal of
First
the name.
First of all, they were
like,
high,
no,
so
I'm not really,
that.
Really getting it.
Right.
I'm like, you guys, you,
they're idiots.
Yeah, you don't guys worry about are it. Missing it. But yes, Iron Man 2. I'm jacked up also because I mean, just. Iron Man 1 was such a, you know, sleeper success.
Turnaround.
Yeah, it
right.
was. Like, I was looking forward to the Incredible Hulk movie,
Robert
which
Downey
was
Jr.
A few years later.
You know,
a few months later.
But you thought Robert Downey Jr. and all these other people that, they're good actors, but you
right.
never really heard of them. Or not even heard of them. They're just, they weren't.
I knew from the get-go that was going to be a great movie.
Well, oh, my
all
right, God. It's easy to say
love
that
love Robert Downey.
Everybody
he's
loves
good,
Robert
he,
Downey Jr.
He's like
now.
Insane.
He's a huge,
he is insane.
No, that's why I always loved him, because he's insane.
Well, he's also, I mean, he was a huge coke addict.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And
anybody that's insane is a great actor for some reason.
You are right about that. Mickey Rourke is not a great actor. Mickey Rourke is a scumbag.
Apparently, you haven't seen Whiplash.
You're an idiot.
The Wrestler
and
was a good movie.
The Wrestler was a great movie, but and I will admit he did well in that. But I don't think he's a great actor. I think he's
have you
just
seen the early
unique.
Diehards?
Yeah.
He's in that.
Who is he?
I don't remember. He's some good.
You're a piece of shit, dude. Well, yeah, I'm excited about it. But, I mean, seriously, like, when it first came out, I was like, hey, this will be nice, but it'll tide me over until the Hulk. And I loved Iron Man way more than the Hulk. It was just a better movie.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, who knew? Jon Favreau, this goofball, he's the guy who plays the linebacker in The Replacements, you know, the crazy-ass
yeah.
one? Yeah, he's the director
or
of the Iron
the
Man
director.
Movie.
Or better
the
known for any movie with Vince Vaughn.
Exactly. Swingers and any yeah. movie with Vince Vaughn. Couples Retreat, I think he was in. And, like, you know, whatever.
Right,
he's
needs
just
to
that
not
guy.
Make comedies.
So he's the director of Iron Man and Iron Man 2. And who knew? He's a fucking genius at it, you know? Like, Iron Man was great.
He needs to stop making crappy comedies like Couples
whatever.
Retreat.
Act
and needs to
act and take up some time for yourself, but as long as he keeps making amazing movies, that's fine by
just
me.
Just keep
dude.
Shoveling in the dough from all the directing that he's going to be doing.
And,
I don't understand.
Again, now,
you know he made a bunch of money off Iron Man.
Oh my, he's still making it.
He makes tons.
He's probably still making yeah. it. And then yeah, with all this hype and stuff with Iron Man, and because Iron Man 2 is coming out now, he'll be rolling it in too. Because I mean, just look. What, the thing I really feel is that, you know how all these movies that are coming out now are breaking all these records that were set before? The reason is because prices are jacked up and a lot of people are seeing movies more now.
They're much higher prices, yeah.
Yeah, higher prices, and I think more people are being able to communicate which movies are great, like on the internet. You can see like reviews from people that you would care to, you know, take their opinion of and others that you don't care. So more people are seeing movies now, and like especially with the 3D stuff,
yeah.
That jacks up the prices even more. So I think
so many movies are now coming out in 3D.
Yeah, exactly.
It's insane.
You can feel about Avatar the way you do. I know a lot of people who are like, oh, you know, it's the most amazing movie I've ever seen. And I know other people who are just, you know, they boycott it for the sake of boycotting
it. Yeah, I was
it,
told I should it. See it before you take it out of theaters.
Yeah.
I
haven't seen it either. And yeah. I was told the exact same thing. My friend who is out in L.A., he's a film major. He's making films now. And he's me and him are just film connoisseurs. And we share opinions on everything. And he told me that, I mean, he almost was brought to tears just from how beautiful the movie looked in IMAX 3D.
Okay, let's be honest. Your friend's a little gay.
Hey, he appreciates movies. Okay, he's not gay at all. He appreciates movies. And he just said it looked phenomenal. And I mean, like, that's not it talking about the story or anything else like that. He just said it looked fantastic. And he said, I should really go see it before the movie's taken out of
theaters.
I don't
think I'm going to cry during a movie.
I don't think I'm going to either. He was just using that as a way to gauge it. But, you
apparently
know,
you guys have not seen The Wrestler, because I cried so much during that one scene.
Really?
When he met his daughter.
Did you really see the movie?
Yeah, of course I saw the movie.
Yeah, didn't we? I remember Marissa Tomei was new.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, that's one of the best parts of the movie. Probably the best.
That's when I almost cried.
It plays a legitimate stripper who's actually naked.
God, she was hot. Yeah.
Nothing.
I mean, for an
worse.
Older woman too. She's playing like an older stripper, but like, God, was she hot? She was hotter than a lot of the younger girls.
She would have had all my money
in there.
She would have had
for
all my money.
Sure.
And a couple dances.
For sure.
I'll just be honest. If you saw some big boobed blonde lady, you'd be like, "All right, I'll." Because you know Marissa Tomei looks good.
Plus, he like definitely like snorted cocaine off that hooker's ass in the one scene where he just like, you know, totally dropped his daughter. You know,
right.
Her, the next day he was supposed to hang out with her, he just fucking went nuts that one time. That was awesome.
That was when I cried.
The end was so good of that movie.
It was.
You know, it was just a really, really well done like way to end it, I thought. Yeah. The way they brought it about.
Good move.
He
died. Darren Aronofsky.
Yeah, and he didn't. That was the thing.
He died they left it
doing
up in the air.
What he loves.
Exactly. They left it up in the air. They didn't show you
no,
that
he
died.
No, but you
they,
know
they
he
led,
that's
they
the
let
way
it that
to
way.
End the movie, because you just let people believe whatever
exactly,
they want.
Exactly. Let them take
that's
from
what
it
should
what
be
they
our
will.
Porn. Our porn, we should just
right, there should
take
be no,
from
there
it
should
what
be
you
no
want.
Facials.
Did
it's
he
just,
bust or not?
Right.
Yeah, it's just like
you
never finished.
Exactly.
You know what? He finishes, but you don't know if whether it's on the boobs or it's in the mouth or on the face.
That's
you
the twist.
Just show a guy all screaming.
That's the
and
mystery.
Then just fades to black.
We call him a twistery.
All right, we'll have M. Night Shyamalan direct them.
Yeah.
Shyamalan, yeah. How much would we have to pay you to start doing porn, Shyamalan?
The bad part. I think he'd do it like nobody. It, first of all, if we have the Indian market niched up, then I think he'd be like all over that. You know,
maybe he's a self-made.
Yeah, so we
Indian.
gotta work our way into
like a
the Indian
Indian.
Market.
Listen, I'm going to do that. So you
on,
guys
on
can
your
just,
own or what?
Mainly on my own. What do you think I've been doing? Every Indian girl I've dated, I've just made pornography, and then
how's that going for you?
Not very well. Not very well. Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing I think about porn. Who the fuck pays for porn nowadays? You know what I mean?
Nah,
there's
nobody
so...
if you're smart.
Unless, do you pay for porn?
No.
Yeah, why would you?
Right, that's my point.
But you know what? There's like older guys that don't look online. They'll go buy it.
Right, so you need
DVDs.
To get
right.
a niche
or
market.
Get like a I'm sure there are people
you
out there who buy
huge?
Subscriptions
I've
to the websites.
I've been to like adult bookstores and stuff, what? And there's always more lesbians than there are guys.
Really?
So we need
yeah.
All right. Well, here's what we do. We need to have
Indian
lesbian
lesbians.
Porns.
Do you think Indian hot Indian lesbians in the glory hole
who
of an adult
also,
bookstore.
Who also mess around with guys.
Exactly.
For me. For me. Actually, talking about Indians, I was reading a story about in Dubai. Real quickly, in Dubai, there was like this white couple, basically. I think the guy was Asian or Indian, but the point is, they got 1 month. They're British, and they got arrested for 1 month for kissing in public.
No,
this is my problem with the Indians.
Yeah, they
or the
are
Muslims.
Not. They are not at all.
They ain't open about their sexuality.
No,
basically.
Not at all.
Yank.
The women, you know, to express their modesty, they have to wear burqas, like whole body burqas.
I know.
That's so dumb.
It's
it
quite
sucks.
Aggravating.
Yeah.
It's quite aggravating. But here's the thing. Apparently what happened was they were in like this beachfront like restaurant or whatever, and there was a Muslim lady who was eating with her kids, and they saw, or she saw the two kiss on the lips, and then she said it disturbed her children, or, like her daughter was disturbed by it. And I was like, what the fuck?
There's a funny feeling in my jiny gam gam.
But I think
is that what the daughter said?
Probably something. Well, it was in Arabic. A lot more.
Translation. It sounds more like an old man.
I
should say
an incantation of how to bring up a djinn.
Oh, a djinn.
A
by the way,
a
I think the Indian girl doesn't work at that 7-Eleven anymore.
Oh,
I'm very,
son of a bitch.
Yeah, pissed me off. I got her number, though, so I'll probably call her.
You're not going to call her.
Why not? She doesn't work at the 7-Eleven
exactly.
anymore. You might as well.
No, but he's not going to call her because I know how Lou works.
Why? Why? Why am I not going to call
her? Because you didn't call her originally, so why would you call her all of a sudden
well,
like 3 months
busy,
later?
I'm busy, MJ, okay?
I'm busy, right.
I'm busy.
I'm busy.
A couple of drinks, give her a call.
Right.
A couple of drinks. A
couple of highballs.
A couple of roofies.
A few wine coolers. No big deal.
No BD.
Right. That's what you say to her.
NBD.
Right.
Well, on that note, fellas.
Let's wrap it up.
But yeah.
So email us. I haven't checked our email, but
exactly.
maybe you did. I'm going to check it tonight.
You will check the email. And yeah,
so
I would definitely
us.
Check out, if you have the means, God of War 3. But if nothing else, just look forward to Clash of the Titans, which will be coming out.
And look out for Leia J for all our...
right, for all the porn listeners.
Indian pornography.
And look out for our porn company.
Yeah, that's right. Keep an ear open for that.
Well, here's the thing. We need to decide the name once we decide the niche market. You know what I mean? The name will come once the niche market comes. You know what I mean?
We should do kind of like Zach and Miri make a porno. Like, we should try and do legit. We should have like people who are decent actors and do porn. You know what I mean? Because if you can actually have a story,
horror films with sex.
What about this? Horror porn.
That's been tapped.
Horror porn. Horror porn. Horror porn.
Horror porn.
Poorer. Porner. Porner. Poorer.
Please stop.
Horner porn.
Okay.
Horner porn.
This has been avoiding
horror
people.
Horror porn. No.
Don and MJ.
Email us at MJ at Dalakandro. No, it's, what is our email?
MJD.
Just kidding. Full name.
Okay, email us
avoiding
at
people at
avoidingpeople at gmail.com.
Okay.
Horror porn.
Horror porn.
Backslash horror porner.
This has been episode 16 of Avoiding People.
Of Don.
And MJ.
MJ. I guess they want to shine.